The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the early 1900s, wild turkeys seemed to be on the road toward extinction, as unregulated hunting and widespread logging had wiped them out over much of their range. In the last few decades, however, the birds have made an incredible recovery, reaching levels near those of pre-colonial days. The birds are now found in virtually all parts of their former territory, and some new places where they hadn't previously been. Early in the 20th century, efforts to restock the wild turkeys mostly failed. That's because researchers tried to use domestically bred wild turkeys, which were too naive to survive in nature. But by the 1950s, biologists had developed a special type of cannon-propelled net that allowed them to catch groups of wild turkeys more effectively to translocate them to new areas. While populations continue to grow and spread in some areas, particularly the Midwest, populations in some northeastern states appear to have leveled off. In the southeast, the traditional stronghold of the iconic animal, populations have declined in some areas due to changes in forest management that have allowed dense underbrush to grow, as well as increased urban development.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.